From moisturizers and anti-aging rituals to Instagram influencer skincare trends and so-called hacks, it is often super tricky to figure out what beauty trends and skincare trends we should really follow. Everyone has different skin needs and skin types, making it even more difficult. So what if a simple 2-fruit, 5-veg diet did the trick and gave us beautiful, glowing, clear skin once and for all? Today we are speaking to Claire Collins, a laureate professor in nutrition and dietetics from the University of Newcastle. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon.
So Claire, what is the problem with following trends of beauty influencers on our social media channels?
Well, sometimes they can lead you down the garden path, so to speak, and it always pays to read the fine print. And one of the interesting things when I went, oh, I wonder what is out there about collagen, is I noticed some of the small print on some of the articles, you know, things like, oh, we might receive some compensation for links to some of the products we're talking about. So basically, if you're reading it on a social media site, buyer beware, you know, unless, of course, it's coming from the conversation, which is where I wrote about collagen in the first place.
The conversation is a great way to get your information, articles all written by academics. But let's bring it back. You wrote about collagen in your article you wrote for The Conversation. Now, this ingredient is in a lot of beauty products on the market, and it seems all the rage. I mean, I know that I actively look for collagen in products I take. I even take collagen pills at home. Why is it so popular?
It's so popular because collagen is what makes your skin all stretchy. And so some of the research studies using the collagen supplements have looked to see, well, can it give you skin that's more moist and hydrated and wrinkle-free and, you know, elastic and all pinchy, just like a little baby's skin? And what's interesting is that, you know, I found a review of studies that had looked at that, and the majority of the studies did actually find, you know, some positive benefits from the supplement. But when I drilled right down in it and went, oh, well, were they good quality studies? They had a lot of limitations. But the biggest flag about all these studies to me was, oh, look at this. It's actually funded by the collagen manufacturing company or the cosmetic company. And, oh, some of the authors actually work for that company. And, you know, there were some really big problems in terms of who was recruited and what was measured. So the reason why I say it's buyer beware is because then you go, well, what's in collagen? So collagen is a protein, but it's a really special protein. It's a super, super stretchy protein. You can stretch it out and bend it and it doesn't break. So that's really important for healthy skin. And if you could visualize what collagen looked like, remember the old Slinkies, the Slinky toys that's still around there? Now they come in plastic as well as metal. Well, if you lined three of them up together and put cable ties to keep them joined together, it is so strong and so stretchy. But the amino acids that very special collagen protein are made out of, none of them are essential. So what I mean when I say they're not essential is, it means if you eat food that's got protein in it, your body is going to be able to make collagen. So that means you don't have to buy collagen supplements, but you do have to eat protein. So you can't just have pasta with hot water added or rice of the world and hot water added. You need to add a can of tuna or put a poached egg on top of it or mix some cheese through it. Or if you're a vegetarian, have some tofu or some baked beans or red kidney beans or lentils. And if you're eating all of those foods, then you'll get enough protein to make enough collagen. So then you might think, well, why do people still buy the supplements? And I think it's because we all want to look nice and have nice skin, basically.
Beautiful skin. I've definitely fallen victim to the pharmaceutical and vitamins, you know, big show. Now, you've mentioned that obviously having a healthy, nutrient-rich diet is the key to maintaining healthy skin. And we can actually, our bodies can create collagen from eating protein-rich foods. You did suggest some of those foods. So bearing that in mind, what can listeners do to be more cautious when scrolling for their next skincare and beauty purchase? Are there any other ingredients that our body perhaps can't produce as well as collagen or can't produce at all that you would recommend?
Yeah, well, there are definitely foods that are rich in nutrients, apart from protein, that your body needs in order to make healthy skin. So one of those, first up, is vitamin C. I mentioned those three slinkies that form the collagen molecule. Well, they're joined together with vitamin C. It's needed for making those little cable ties. So there's your fresh veggies and fruit. Broccoli is super high in vitamin C, so microwave it, that conserves the most. And things like red capsicum and, of course, oranges as well. But the other one is zinc. So zinc is a nutrient that's especially needed, and you use more of it in some types of dermatitis and also in acne. So zinc's found in meat, chicken, nuts, those dried beans again, you know, so your red kidney beans and baked beans, and it's also in seafood. So that's an important one. But then another one, vitamin A, it's actually used up in that outer layer of your skin. So that's the skin surface that faces the weather and is exposed to the sun. But vitamin A, it is found in, you know, your tofu, nuts and seeds and eggs and fish as well. But vitamin A, your body can manufacture that from the yellow vegetables. So they're high in beta-carotene, so that's pumpkin, carrots, sweet potato, and it's also in leafy greens. And vitamin A is actually that concentrated product, that retinoic acid product that's used for the treatment of acne. And then the other interesting group are things called polyphenols. Now, these are all the chemicals that are in a whole range of plant-based foods, whether it's vegetables and fruit or nuts and seeds or even herbs and spices, that we haven't even figured out all of the exact roles of those. But they all help keep your skin healthy and repair the damage particularly caused by sun. So now all of those foods I've mentioned, they're actually real foods. And I think if people knew that eating those things is definitely going to help improve your skin, whereas a bottle of collagen supplements, do you know where they get the collagen from?
I'm actually not aware, no.
Well, it's not from plants. So because collagen's found in bone and skin and cartilage, collagen supplements can be manufactured from pig skin, cattle hide, pig and cattle bones, the tendons and cartilage, cartilage out of chicken, or even fish scales. So, you know, have a look on the label to see which of those original food sources. It's not found in plants at all. So I'd rather be eating the food sources of protein than...
No, absolutely. I've learnt so much from this interview. Thank you so much for coming on air to talk to us about the subject of collagen and easy, healthy and affordable skincare.
Yeah, no problem. And if you want some easy recipes using all of those things, go and have a look at the article on The Conversation, and it'll take you to No Money, No Time, our website that's got cheap, easy, fast recipes to help give you healthy skin.
Well, thank you, Claire. That was Claire Collins from the University of Newcastle. She came on air with us today to talk about a simple 2-fruit, 5-veg diet and how you can replace a lot of those ingredients you take in vitamins and supplements to improve your skincare.